Support for Community Connection comes from Open Door Health Services. With cold and flu season here, the urgent care team offers peace of mind for families and patients of all ages without the wait of an appointment. Located in Muncie South Walmart Plaza, flu shots are now available. OpenDoorHS.org. Welcome to Community Connection, the iPair original show where we talk with the people working in nonprofit groups in our area and let you know how you can get involved.
I'm Michelle Kinsey, and joining me is Steve Case, and he's here to talk about Feed My Sheep. And for this local organization, November is a very busy month. Welcome, Steve.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about Feed My Sheep. What is it?
Feed My Sheep is an organization started by George Huggins. He was a teacher at Central. He decided that he thought it would be good to help some of the people in the community at Thanksgiving time that didn't have meals and just didn't have families to be with them.
Sure. And how long ago was this, Steve? This has been going on for quite some time at Central High School, right?
Yes, this is the 24th year of doing it. It's been an ongoing process. Every year we try to learn a little bit from the year before.
Sure.
Makes it go a little bit easier.
Sure. And talk to me a little bit, Steve, about why you got involved. Now, I know you are kind of the man when it comes to home deliveries on that day, on Thanksgiving. But tell me a little bit about why you first decided to get involved in Feed My Sheep. When was that, and why did you do that?
Okay, it's about close to year 2000. Through my job and through the UAW, I was the president of the local 321 at the time. And a couple of us was together, and to do it, we wanted to do a community outreach program type thing. And we heard about it and started with that and talking to Teresa. She needed a lot of help getting the deliveries done because she had no idea how to do it. So I retired from the sheriff's office in 2012. So I worked there for 23 and a half years, and I knew all the streets and everything. So it made it pretty easy trying to figure out where to send people to deliver the meals.
Right, right. Well, talk to me a little bit about how it works. Now, there is a part of it that happens at Central High School where families can come and have a meal right then and there, but then there is also the delivery service. So tell me a little bit about both of those things.
Okay. Well, Thursday morning, people can come to the Central. They can come up and get a meal. They can just walk in and do that, or they can order ahead. They can do that on the website. It has a number they can call and set up for deliveries.
Okay.
We have driving teams of families, couples that come in a little bit earlier than they start, so we can have a driving meeting and show, teach them what they need to do and how they need to take things out, just like an assembly line.
Sure.
And we get things set up that way. And people can volunteer on the website.
Well, that is very important because obviously Feed My Sheep could not happen without a massive amount of volunteers. About how many volunteers do you have involved each year, Steve?
About 400. That includes people. We have kids come on Wednesday night, and people come on Wednesday night and help separate the food items that we have donated throughout, started now up until the Monday, Tuesday before Thanksgiving.
Right. So several weeks leading up to Thanksgiving,
yes,
you are collecting donations, and those are for?
They're the canned goods and stuff that we put into the grocery bags that go out when we send deliveries out.
Yeah.
We also send bags of groceries.
Wow. So not only are they getting a Thanksgiving meal, but then they are also getting a bag stuffed with other food items that can last them beyond Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. And so talk to me a little bit about the environment on that Thanksgiving day in the Central Cafeteria.
Okay. It starts out, it's pretty quiet to start with, but then everybody comes in over in one corner. People come in. If they have children, there's places for the children to play. They have games and stuff that they can do over there. And the people, they can come in and just come in and visit. So we have people that to just go around to the tables and visit with the people. Because this is a time when this may be the only time somebody has somebody to be with them.
Sure.
Throughout the holiday season.
Sure.
So then, of course, the delivery system, it's really busy over in our area. Because we'll have 100 or 120 people packed into this one little corner.
Wow. And they're delivering how many meals on average?
We'll average 900 to 1,000 meals.
Oh, my goodness. And they, in one day.
And they deliver those in about 2.5 hours.
Wow.
So it gets kind of hectic, but we always get things done.
Yeah, that's a lot. And what is included in the meal?
They've got turkey. I know this year they're putting mashed potatoes back in them, corn. It's a full meal.
Yeah.
And there'll be Wix pies.
Oh, wow.
There'll be sugar cream. I think sugar cream, maybe pumpkin.
Wow.
And then, of course, they have a roll comes with it. Mm-hmm. And so it's a good meal.
Yeah. And that's for any...
For everybody.
Person who signs up on the website. We probably should let people know what the website is.
Okay. Our website is fmsmuncie.org.
Okay. And that's where people can go to get all kinds of information about the day of deliveries and then also volunteering and then also if they would like to, donations. Because this happens, all the food that you just mentioned before, the turkey and the mashed potatoes and the gravy and the dessert, and does all of that happen through donations?
Yes, it does.
And is that mostly individual donations or... Corporate donations, all of the above. It's really
all
is a community
above.
Effort.
Have, it's a community effort. We have community or the corporations donate. Mm-hmm. We have churches donate. Mm-hmm. School classes donate. You name it. Somebody sees it, they just get on, they can put in their
sure
and donate that.
Absolutely.
Way.
Okay, so I understand there's going to be a benefit concert this month as well.
Yes, on the 23rd at 6:00. It's going to be at Northside Church of God on the. At 1505 North Tillotson, that's there at Euclid, and everyone's welcome.
Great. There's going to be a lot of local performers.
Yeah, there'll mm-hmm. be several groups, some single soloists, mm-hmm. Just a variety.
Wonderful.
Bring in a couple of cans of food if you want.
Oh,
we'll have a couple of toters there. Mm-hmm. That'd be good to help do that.
All right. Why do you think this is so important for our community to offer something like this, Steve?
I think that we have a lot of people in our community that don't have family support. They really need somebody to be with them for the holiday. Mm-hmm. We get a lot of people call in, one or two people, to send things to them. And the families that go out, I've seen whole families go out and they come back and they want to do it again.
Wow.
Because they really have a good time talking to these people and they think it really helps them out.
Wow. So a lot of families do this together as a way to kind of celebrate Thanksgiving in a different way and to show they're thankful.
Yes, we have them. Some of them come on Wednesday evening, mm-hmm. and they'll come and do whatever needs to be done there. On Thursday, when we have the families will come in, mm-hmm. and they really find it's a good thing because it teaches their children how to mainly to just see how the world is and what our community does.
Right,
and
right.
what they need to do.
Right. It really shows the importance of giving back, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yes,
giving
it does.
Of your time.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so how many, what are you expecting this year?
We're expecting, we're planning on feeding at least 1,500 people. So that's going to be between the deliveries and the people that come in. Mm-hmm. So I would imagine we'll be pretty close to that, probably.
Yeah.
Have been in years past. And if everything plays the way it usually does.
Yeah. So you've been doing this a long time. How much longer do you think you'll be doing this?
I don't know, as long as I can. I've got some other people that kind of teaching the way to go. I got some guys that come in and help, a couple of guys, like a father and a son that come in and help me. Mm-hmm. Me and my wife did this, and it goes pretty smooth anymore.
Wonderful. So, it's difficult to imagine the community without Feed My Sheep at this point, that offering on Thursdays.
Yeah, I think so, because I think there's a lot of people rely on that.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of the same people year after year that either call in sure. or come up. The ones that live close, they can come up and you see them year after year and get to make a relationship with them.
Yeah. How does that make you feel to see these families return year after year?
It's a good thing because they know that there's somebody there that cares about them. And like I said, sometimes we're the only people they see. So it is a big deal.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for joining me in the studio, and we wish you lots of success with Feed My Sheep this year.
Thank you.
Community Connection is hosted by Michelle Kinsey, and I'm Sean Ashcraft, the engineer for this show. were supported in part by Open Door Health Services. To hear more from this conversation and to listen to past episodes, visit us online at indianapublicradio.org/communityconnection or find us in your favorite podcasting app.